And I hope by now all of you have brought some pieces of paper and a pen with you. Yes? No? Maybe someone still needs. I don't know if we brought for others, Banu Nandini. We have some pencils. And you will need it in a little while. So, are you organizing this, Govinda Nandan, or... So will you get... yeah. And then will you distribute it also to the devotees? Yes? Good. I will give you a sign, Govinda Nandan, when we... Yeah, so please be ready now. So please let us reflect for a moment about our own journey which we had in Japa. I would like to give you an example of my personal journey with Japa. The way I got to know the Hare Krishna mantra in a very deep way was when I was extremely sad that one of those whom I held very dear, at that time it was Brian Jones from the Stones, it even rhymes, had died in a premature death. You know, we, at that time, music was like this. We felt something, our generation felt something in our heart. And those of us who were musicians would pick up these feelings and then, which were sometimes not yet so clear to us, they would write songs about the feelings and express them in music. So the music which these great groups of the 60s made were really not their music, they were our music. This is how we felt. They were not their feelings, it was our feelings. And therefore, there was a sense of identification with the music, which is phenomenal. So when this young man, who was a musician and died, we were shocked. It was as if a part of us had died. So I remember I went and switched on the TV and I saw the ceremony in this musician's honor. And I cried and cried tears. I was really moved. And then, right after this, you know, the Rolling Stones had just said goodbye to a person who was near and dear to myself also. I was full of tears sitting before the TV. I saw the devotees chanting Hare Krishna. It was... George Harrison had produced an album, which all of us, I think, know, the simple Hare Krishna tune, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, do, 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 like this. And I felt so relieved. I felt, let me sing along with this. And we sang along. And I could feel, at that time, my, how the Hare Krishna mantra, I should say, took away my tears, and I felt connected with God. I felt a solace. Solace, how do we say solace in? Yes, I felt this in my heart. I really felt sorrow. There is this mystical words, the Hare Krishna mantra. I can always turn to them in good times and in bad times, and I will feel... It's all right. This is how I felt at that time. I remember I was so finished after the Rolling Stones. Really finished. And I was thinking, if this is the end of all people, I will take a revolver, I will go on a bridge, and I will leave a letter to the world. I don't like you, dirty world. And I will shoot myself, and I will fall into a river, really romantic. And that's how I go. I thought like this, and then Hare Krishna, what? Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna, Krishna, oh, there's a, maybe I'm in Maya, I thought. And that was my first real, let me say, emotional contact, you could say, and I was really helped by this. I had a contact with the holy name just after that, but where I saw devotees, but that really made a difference in my life. The second thing I want to tell you is an experience. Please listen carefully, because soon I will ask you for three experiences in your life. I was thinking in my life, now I'm in Vrindavan, it's Ekadasi, I should chant 64 rounds. I told you yesterday how I went into what I can only describe in modern language, the yoga zone, you know, a different dimension altogether, where I felt and perceived differently, and I my faith in the holy name was really, let me say, stabilized there, and I decided to enter into chanting non-stop 64 rounds minimum, and from there I began to chant much more than 64 rounds. My last experience I want to tell you today is it's a little private, but it was one day where I was in Vrindavan. I lived at that time in Tapakund. Tapakund is a little pond which is full of ice-cold water. There are deities of Uddhava there, and Nara Narayan Rishi. Yes, it's the Himalayas in Braj. And I would go every day for about half an hour into the forest of Vrindavan. And I remember I walked, there was always this camel, this wild camel, whom I had to pass. And then I walked up the, it was something like a mountain, and there I had built my own cave. It was so nice. And there I chanted, and I remember it was Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's disappearance day. And I chanted for the first time in my life 120 rounds. I rose up very early, and I chanted until the stars showed themselves on the night sky. And I distinctly remember, I felt all of a sudden a sweetness like I had never felt in this life. I really felt Krishna is just around the corner, so to say, and he will, and I heard divine sounds, I smelled a divine fragrance, and for the first time in my life, I could really see Krishna, the holy name, is not identical. I felt also a sense of great, I would say, grief. Do you understand what is grief? How do we say? Sankita, is it Sankita? No. Yes? Hare Krishna. Grief, how do we say grief in the sweet creation language? Yes. You might ask how this feelings of extreme bliss, it was so strong that I felt I'm losing it. You know, that losing it is an American thing for saying I'm just becoming overwhelmed by this ecstasy. But I also remember, not identical, but a little later, I felt, wow, I felt so sorry. I had left Krishna. It became very clear to me. I had left Krishna. And the only one to be made responsible for this act was me, no one else. It was not Krishna's decision that he had left our relationship. No, I felt I had left Krishna. But then I felt Krishna had not left me. He had, the English word is, he shadows me. Do you know what it means to shadow someone? It means to walk Manisha. No, not Manisha. Malini Priya. I'm sorry. It's you. I really felt Krishna was following me like a shadow. See, the shadow is following me. And but he follows me in the holy name. This is how I felt. First ecstatic, then grievous, and then hopeful. I can turn to Krishna in this holy name. This is my journey with japa. I have described it very, very briefly to you. I would now request you, you will have 5 minutes for this exercise, to turn to your piece of paper, to be a little bit for yourself and describe three significant events in your own journey with japa. Maybe it's when you first met the holy name. Maybe it is a significant experience the holy name in relationship to Krishna. Maybe it's where you became realized that you should change something. Maybe it's just something you had a few days before deciding to go on this retreat. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something when you chanted the devotees. You will have to go a little bit down memory lane. Memory lane is in your mind. We will put a nice music for you, which is a little meditative. You know, the boom music. Please start now. And somehow, it's important for you. Who doesn't have a pen and paper, Govindanandan is there for you and gives it to you. Raise your hand. What you can also do, hey, this is a good idea. You can just make a line, you know, here, point A, beginning, middle and end, like a journey. And your experience is like a guest house, so to say, in which you moved and you stayed overnight in that experience. You follow? This is for the more visual people. I think for Ranga Devi, that would be a good way. Mm-hmm. We have two Ranga Devis now. Fantastic. Isn't it, Ranga Devi? You are a person of the arts, of the painting. Just see your life as a journey and significant experiences. Maybe it's even your initiation. Who knows? Well, you know, it's like a station in which you kept. It's important for you because today we will do a few exercises and you need to do each one. Please give it your best. Yes, we will put a real far-out music for you, which helps you to go into your subconscious. Don't write an experience which you don't feel confident. You can just make a key point of the experience. You don't have to write something. You just have to identify the experiences. Huh? Maybe you want to meditate before you do this, to just go deep. Thank you. Would someone of you like to share one of those significant experiences on their own journey with the holy name? Vijeta. Vijeta, yes. One of the three, I thought. Would you mind to come here and take the mic, or some microphone? We can give Lubov will give you the microphone. It's then I don't have to repeat it.
Okay. Last year after the Japa retreat, I started practicing what we learnt here, and I was chanting with Prabhupada, and it seemed that I didn't want to stop chanting, and I got really scared that it was all going to start going down, and I really didn't want to stop chanting, and it was really, I don't know how to explain it, but it was really tasty on the tongue, and I just didn't want to stop, and it ended up being like my most favourite part of the day, and I really looked forward to it, and it's just really tasty. It's really nice.
Tasty, yeah. Wonderful. Thank you very much for sharing. Someone else feels confident to share? Yes, Mathurananda Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Well, there was one experience when I really chanted with a deep prayer to Srila Prabhupada and a deep meditation to help me overcome one obstacle with which I struggled for many years. And honestly, I really didn't think that it would work, you know. Really, but I chanted, you know, really sincerely. And somehow I can really tell that a miracle happened. After a few days, this obstacle just disappeared from my heart. It was really mind-blowing. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked, you know, what happened. And I really meditated on one picture of Srila Prabhupada. And a few days after that, you actually came and you were giving some presents to devotees. And you gave me this picture of Srila Prabhupada.
The same picture?
Yes. Oh, Hare Krishna. And I felt like really this is a confirmation that Prabhupada heard this prayer through the holy name.
It's a miracle almost.
Yes.
You chanted with that picture and then you received the same picture, almost like a confirmation that, yes, I have taken your troubles. It worked. Obviously, we could ask more devotees to share, but I want to bring you to an exercise where your chanting will be assessed. Assessed means, it's a difficult English word, it will be judged how high the level of your chanting is. Therefore we... See, this morning I want to reconnect you with the holy name. This is so important. By going down memory lane and going to some memories which we have with the holy name, we can do the following. We can come away and out of our superficial practice, but we can go deeper to the moments which were deep. See, most of people and most of us often live in moments which are really quite shallow, not so deep. Or we are diverted. I know when I look at Sridhar, he is a computer genius, I think. Computer? No computer? Mechanical engineer. Mechanical genius. And he has to work a lot, and some of you also take examinations and so on. We are often so far away from the holy name, or we are worried a lot, or we are grieved a lot, or we are in anxiety a lot, or we think a lot. But the Holy Name plays a very, let me say, time-wise, not such a significant part of our role. So by going to those moments which meant something for us, which were significant, we can understand in our life, wow, the Holy Name has an important place. It supplied me with a very deep and most profound experience. No? I often tell in the Japa retreat that the modern man and modern woman suffers from a gap. There's a difference between what he or she believes and what he and she really experiences in the life. There's a difference between the ideal and the reality. There is a difference which is almost like a trench, you know, between the two, an abyss between the theory and the praxis in Krishna consciousness. Now, the way to overcome this bridge is by what we call alignment. You know this from the other Japa retreats, or here I want to say it a little bit more clear. We can overcome this difference in our life, this gap in our life, with focus and energy. See, if you always suffer from this gap, that you have one belief, but your experience is like this. You know, your life should be like this, or you want your life to be like this, but it's really like that. You create something like a gap which will fill with the waters of frustration. It's almost like in your teeth. If there is a gap between the filling and the teeth, do you understand the gap, what that is? That will fill with rotten food and ultimately caries. Caries. Oh, there's something coming. A gap is coming. So in our lives also, if there is such a difference between what we hold true and what we wish to be, but what is our actual experience, this gap will not stay empty. It will fill with the bitter, bitter salt water of frustration. It will erode our life and cause problems. Many of you, of our devotees, are like this. They have the highest ideal, but not such deep realizations in their life. And then they become doubtful. Is it really good? Does it really work? Is it really for me? So here, in this Krishna, in this retreat, which is really Krishna's milas, Krishna's mercy, we want to close this gap so that our, when we hear the chanting of the Holy Name is blissful and we chant, we are blissful. This is so important. It must be. Or when we hear chanting the Holy Name is Krishna and we chant and we feel, we should feel Krishna is there. How do you like this program, Irena? It's a good program, isn't it? This must be there. Someone asked me today after the lecture, how to increase my faith. And I said, it's very simple. You have to make an experience which verifies that your faith is not theoretically, but it's really there. Is that clear? It is clear. Good. So, my dear devotees, 90% of your advancement, this is what I heard from Prabhupada, was quoted like this, depends on japa. Prabhupada once said, if you don't finish your rounds by 10 o'clock in the morning, you will be in anxiety for the rest of your day. Hare Krishna. And he said, of all the instructions which I'm giving you as your spiritual master, the instruction to chant 16 rounds without offenses is the most important. So you need if your whole life, if your experience in spiritual life is so much dependent by this one spiritual practice called the chanting, you need to really make it all it can be. You can't allow and tolerate that it doesn't work for you. It should work for you. So I will now bring you into an exercise which you might will not be able to forget the rest of your life. I request you to build pairs of two. One partner is partner A, the other is partner B. It is a safe experiment. Don't. So, Madhurya Leela, who's your partner? Okay. It's sometimes nice to go to a partner whom you do not yet know. No? Rangadevi, who is your partner? Malini Priya. You have the best partner. Who has not yet found a partner? Leela Purushottam, who is your partner? Good. Everyone has found a partner. So now decide who is partner A and who is partner B. Who is partner B? So you are starting this time. Listen. In Croatia, we start talking even without knowing what to talk. No problem. We are very talkative. Well, that makes you so absolutely sympathetic for me. It's really different than these dry North Germans. So, partner B, please listen very carefully. You will now chant, and partner A will listen to your chanting. And he will assess your chanting. What is assessing? Yeah. He will give you even a feedback, a loving feedback, about your chanting. Now, wait. So nice with you. You, yes, we are ready to talk. Yes, no problem. Wait, now don't chant your best rounds. Don't. Because you don't chant usually your best rounds, you chant your normal rounds. Change your normal rounds, Lubov, normal rounds, and then partner A will give you a loving feedback on what you do well, and also where there is room for improvement. After, not during. No. So now for this exercise, we will only hear the chanting, the normal chanting of struggling conditioned souls, right? No. I will give you a sign when it's over. So you, before you start, just center, you know, focusirate. Just imagine it's morning time. You have your beat back and you are now starting to chant normal rounds the way you do. And partner A, just listen. Don't smile at your partner or wave with the hands or so. Just listen extremely careful because you have to help your partner by a very realistic feedback. Okay? Start now. So, Hare Krishna, I want to request you to not give your partner feedback right now. But just switch the roles. When you are listening to your partner, you might like to see, are all the syllables of the mantra there? do you sense a mood or a feeling which your partner expresses as he chants? Maybe it's a devotional feeling and so on. You might check if you feel the whole mantra is there and so on. Yes? So switch roles. Now partner A, you will chant, and partner B will note down certain things. Start now, please. So, thank you very much. You were really giving your best, I could see. Well, that's also nice. How can we say it's not good to give our best, you know? Imagine, when you chant, Krishna is always there and he listens to you. It's not that now only in this exercise your partner is listening to you. You know, Krishna is always listening to you. You should chant a little better, I think. Isn't it when we feel someone is listening, that the worst thing which could happen in my life is that he or she will say, I chant bad rounds. I mean, this I can't tolerate, you know. This is how we work. We poor conditioned souls. So fame or name or recognition is very important for us. Very important, you know. But imagine Krishna is listening to you. Wouldn't it be also? I think it's a noteworthy exercise when you enter your chanting. You should think, Krishna is listening to me. Once Giriraj Swami asked Prabhupada, how should I chant? And he said, Prabhupada said, you should chant talking to Krishna. And then Giriraj said, well, how do I do that? Prabhupada then said, it's just like talking to me. You know, you say something and you are there, you're present minded there. And in this way you can meditate. I'm chanting and Krishna hears it. We will later, we are now preparing you with laying the foundations, as I said. This is a very simple thing, but there will be meditational exercises where we really feel how the sound vibration reaches Krishna. We will meditate like that, but not today. Today is just a reconnection. We should first be all in the japa retreat. So now I request you, this is now very important, to give a respectful feedback to your partner. You know, what did you notice when you chant? The best is you just find out, when I listened to your japa, I noticed this and this and this, and then you might add some tip. Huh? You can do that in either by saying, partner B should first download everything he has to say. You know, or you can engage in doing it in a more informal style that is a conversational style. I leave it entirely up to you how it's more convenient in your group. So you, but please work. We only have 5 minutes. There's so many things we want to still do. Start now, please. So, Hare Krishna. Now where we all have chanted and we have gotten some help, we will go into what I call always the honesty exercise. We will rate our japa. We will have 10 numbers, from 1 to 10. And when you say, my japa is, I will give it the note 10. It means that your japa is the japa of a pure devotee. Krishna is appearing and dancing on your tongue and enters from there the court of your heart. That would be number 10. If you would give your japa the number 1, at one point it would be, it's almost so miserable to chant, you know, that this japa, my japa is really something I'm not at all looking forward to. It's something which is really boring, lifeless, and really bad. So if you would give your japa the number 5, this would mean you would feel your japa is not really very good, but it is also not very bad. It somehow carries you through your life. Like most of the things which we do, our relationships with others are not very good and exciting, but also not very bad, you know. You will see a lot of your life reflects in your japa practice. Only with japa you can easily take your thermometer. You can easily... Oh my God, I hope when I take it out it's not too honest, you know. Oh no, I knew it. I have fever. You know, so like this, I request you to rate your japa, and very important, turn to your partner after you have thought a little bit about it, and tell your partner why you think your japa is like this. Why is it number 4? First describe exactly what your japa is, but why is it like this? Is it because you may not give it enough importance, or because maybe your life is so stressed out at this moment that you are just all the time thinking about your move to your next apartment, and where do you put your shoes in the next apartment, and you know, like this. Huh? So rate your japa, and then tell your partner, same partner, because you have been with this partner for this exercise, same partner who knows your heart a little bit, and ask them why, and tell them why you have given your japa the number 9, for instance. So what is your experience? Is the thing clear? But you first think, before you talk, think, very important. So we will have thinking time for one minute. Gaurahari will make us some thinking music. And then, and in Croatia you have to do this, because immediately we like to talk. What? Can we go to minus 10? Well, if you... No, number 1 is already pretty minus, you know. It's already minus enough, you know. But if you feel you have, it's really minus 2 or so. You confidentially can tell it. But don't exaggerate, be real in what you say. Yes, this is the honesty exercise. Rangadevi, you have to think very deeply what is the number, yes? Very nice. You're really going very nicely into this exercise. Do you see how there's so much value if we concentrate and really analyze our japa? It really brings us in connection with the practice. It stops the disconnection. I would now request Malini Priya to come here and help me write something on the board. I would like to request you to make that we make a little brainstorm as a group. And Malini Priya will write down the words. How do you feel after a bad japa day? You have done some. I have done something wrong. Yes. I feel like a cheater. Cheater. Write down, please. Cheater. Yes. I feel disconnected from what?
From my relationship with Krishna and from my life.
Disconnected from Krishna and life. Vrinda Devi. It's a waste of time, yeah. Anukush, did I say it correctly, Anukush? Anushka. 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 Sorry, yes. Anushka, yes.
I feel like starting again.
Very good. I feel like starting again. Yes. Yes, Tripathi.
Useless.
Useless, oh Krishna.
Angry.
Angry, wow. Little Madhaji from Sarajevo can be intense. Really angry, like how could you describe your anger?
Frustrated
and yes. Yes, I can very much sympathize. What have I done? Why am I like this? Sorry?
Angry at myself.
Maybe disappointed also? Also disappointed. Angry, disappointed. Yeah, I think I can relate to this. Lila Purushottam? What?
Lila
Nanda. I'm sorry. Please correct me. It's something is wrong with my wiring. When I always give people new names, you know. I'm very creative, yeah. But I shouldn't. Lila Nanda, yes. Oh, really? Like a rascal.
You
don't want to meet people. Yes. The world stinks.
Yeah.
Irritated and unstable. I think you go very deep into the psychology. Yes, irritated. And it's irritating. You do say something. And you're not with this. This is the beginning of mild schizophrenia, you know, when you say something, Dharma.
I feel like I'm busted, you know. That's real me.
You feel like what?
Like I'm busted.
Busted?
I look at myself into the mirror and I see where I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in the sense that you feel überführt. You feel now it has been shown who you are caught like this. Are busted in the sense, yeah, when they bust you, they find something which you try to hide. Yes, but now you can't hide it any longer. This is the disappointing reality, yes. Oh, Krishna, yeah. Insecure.
Wasted opportunity.
Dobro. Banu Nandini.
What's the opposite of being integrated?
Disintegrated, yeah.
Because I feel that I was again lazy. I was not giving as much as I could.
Yeah.
Concentration.
Disintegrated. Is that the word? Let us... Spaced out? No, this, what do you mean is exactly, like, is it a feeling of disappointment? Or?
Again,
yeah. Again, what did I do again? Thank you very much, Mother Yanti.
I'm becoming tired from myself.
I'm getting tired of myself, yeah. Why again? Yeah, I'm getting. I think that's very much describing what many seem to feel. I'm tired of myself. I don't want to see you any longer in the face. You know. you spit in the mirror. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Oh, this is heavy. Krishna Jivani.
I feel opposite of Krishna Jivani, lifeless.
Lifeless. Yes, it's really disempowering. Because, please remember, this is the practice which we know we should do, and we have some faith in it, but we don't do it properly. We feel really like the German word is versagen. Wir versagen. Versagen means, you know, we know we should do something, but we just don't do it, and we feel that's not all right. Yeah. Yes, Chapko?
We realize actually that all the other things that are in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because chanting is actually harmonizing, tuning up.
Yeah.
If you do it properly.
Yeah, yeah. Chapko is a guitar player and he knows tuning is highly important. You know, when you play and you want to play a C and it goes like, oh my God, this is out of tune, this doesn't work, you know. And anything which you do with an instrument out of tune is... It's out of tune what you do. Yeah, all the time, yeah. Out of tune, yeah. Oh, yes. I'm very, you are very, we will have two last feelings here. Yes, Ivo.
I feel
what?
Thankful.
Yeah. Very interesting perspective. You feel I did my duty. Normally, without help, I would not have been able to do it. So Krishna must have helped me that I did at least my duty. Yeah. Yeah. An interesting thinker. No, I think we can understand. Yes. Mm-hmm. There was one last person in the Nityananda Kari.
I feel somehow bad because I feel like I've made change to Krishna.
I feel bad that I gave pain to Krishna. Now, my dear devotees, let us go through it. Maldini, you please sit here. Or we might need you. So this is now a list, you know. Imagine someone would now come at this stage into our blissful Japa retreat, where we talk about an experience which we often have. I noticed you were very lively in this session. You were bubbling with ideas, how you feel, and here is some, a cheater, disconnected, waste of time, let's this start again, out of tune, disempowered, lazy, bad, causing Krishna pain, useless, lifeless, angry, caught, frustrated, regret, insecure, disappointed. You know, imagine, we all know, this is something which we all know. We do this, we feel like this regularly. Now imagine you want to convince someone to take up the chanting and you give him this list. This is how we usually, most of the time feel, it's a blissful, it's a very blissful process, the poor guest, what do you think? He would rush to his shoes, put on his tzipelas. Maybe he wouldn't even care to go with shoes. He would run barefoot to Split, you know. I don't want to do, maybe I go with Swami Ananda, you know. Do you get my point? So often we feel like this. Prabhus and Matajis, what are we doing? Storadim. Storadim? It's good that we came to the Japa retreat and we will address this serious problem, you know. Imagine someone feels every week, 5 days out of a week like this. How will he be? You have to bring him to the next doctor. You know, if you feel 5 days out of a week like this, you have to go to the doctor. You will get uterus problem. You won't be able to deliver children without a Kaiserschnitt, cesarean cut. You know, I'm talking now in the language of modern day ISKCON. Who will marry you? No one. You know, you will overeat, create a tremendous, you know, there is so much frustration, you need to put some kilos into your life, otherwise it's empty, you know. It's a serious problem. Lilananda, your name is with Ananda. It's a problem. Because we know after, you know, who rated yourself 9? No one gave himself a 9. Who gave his japa an 8? No one. My God, some serious work is necessary. Who gave your japa a 7? Chapko and Ananta Shesha 2 and Mahojwala Gaurahari. These are already, we have 5. God, who gave yourself a 1? Who gave yourself a 2? Ananta Shesha 2. You are sometimes you're good and sometimes you're bad. Acha, Ananda Shesha was extremely 4. Yeah, there's a majority, yes. 5. Yeah, like this. We are very much in this field. Now, I've done this millions of times, so I won't embarrass you any further. I know what devotees rate themselves with their japa. Now let us just have a little round of you know, positive thing. We all know, like Ananta Shesha, sometimes we have a good japa day, or at least we have a good japa minute. No? We sit and it goes really, I mean, really. After 2 minutes we have, yes, 2 minutes. How do we feel when we chant Empower Japa? But please, not just happy and good. Think, how do you feel? What's the feeling? You know, feel the feeling. To whom do you feel connected? To Krishna and yourself. Wonderful. It's not me. It's so good. Someone else who does it. God. How do you feel when you chant Guru Japa Malini Priya?
Close to Krishna.
Close to Krishna. Maturananda.
Like I finally did something.
Yeah, I also feel like that. Finally, okay, now I don't need to do much more. This is, you know, my day is alright. Yeah, the day is saved. No, it's, yeah, we feel like this. We feel accomplished. Day is all right, Moshe. Yeah. Yes, anyone? Nupur?
Charged and active.
Ranga Devi? The Ranga Devi. How should we call that? No, we have two Ranga Devis.
Clarity.
Wow. Maharaji?
Hope.
Hope. There's hope for me. Indukanti?
I have strength to deal with that day.
I have strength to deal with the day. Mm-hmm. I feel more aware. Mm-hmm. Evoji?
Thankful to Krishna.
Yes. In the good and the bad. Evo is thankful. Yes. That's what we learned. Yeah.
I feel very happy.
I feel very happy. When you say it, Odaya Chandika, I totally believe you. Yes. Yes. I want to cry. Wonderful. Yes.
I don't want to forget it.
I will tell you how I feel when I chant God Japa. I feel that the world becomes small and the spiritual world becomes big. You know, bigger than life is the spiritual world, and the material world is smaller than life. I don't fit in there, but I feel I fit very much into the spiritual world. Extremely good handwriting. Malini Priya is a teacher in the school. Now I would like to ask you for a commitment. Oh, this Swami gets intense. Yes. I would like you to make a little commitment in the association of devotees. It's not something you do loud or something you write down. I would really like you to commit to these 6 days which we have. Is it 6 days? Can someone, 6 days, Monday, Montag, Dienstag, Mittwoch, Donnerstag, Freitag, Samstag. Yes. Not including this day, we have 6 days. I would like you to make a commitment that you give your best during the Japa retreat to chant good rounds. I told you, please don't chant your best rounds when someone listened to you, but you were not following my instruction, and I was happy. You were really, by my God, Dhamma Gop, you were chanting. I would like you, through the remaining a Japa retreat, to commit to chanting. We to make it the best to give it your best. I guarantee you, my dear devotees, your life will be totally different. You will be blissful, empowered, what did you say, connected, worthwhile, thankful, and all this for the rest of your life, for the rest of, I mean, the coming next months, for sure. For sometimes some devotees make a breakthrough during these Japa retreats. It depends on your commitment, what you give into this retreat. I would like to close this session with a short Japa chanting session. Please build a circle of five and then listen for further instructions. It's good if five men five women. Huh? Five. You can use this space, Madhurya Leela and Audaya Chandrika Banan. You might like to come here so that it's easier. That there is more space. Just distribute yourself over the room, that you sit in circles of five. If you don't find enough devotees, you can also, you know, have a circle of six, no problem. Yeah, seven is eight or whatever. Yes, it's important that you sit in circles. So please listen. Now we had one exercise where our partner A or partner B was listening to our japa, and when he gave us or she gave us a feedback, right? Now we have another exercise. It's called the power of association. In this exercise, we will just chant, but we will try to connect to each connect to each other like in a group. What this means is, don't chant so loud that you disturb others, japa. You know, chant in harmony, that you are not too loud and not too soft. Just chant and give it your best. I will give you a ring when that is done. And when it's finished, you will see it goes very easy if you chant in association. And this japa retreat is something where we build a powerful association of seekers, and we all are in the same tune, and we are tuned in to give the japa retreat our best participation. And you will see now, if you commit at least during this one circle, which you do, the circle means during this one exercise, you will see some tremendous power which you can take from the group. It's almost like you are in connection with some electricity. So please start your chanting now. Maybe you want to first center yourself a little bit, arrive. The idea is you are chanting now, and you want to address Krishna, and then after you have centered yourself a little bit, it's not waving to the other person, you know, in my circle. It's really about concentrating on chanting, and then you just go into this exercise. Yes. No. Each one individual. Yes, when you are ready, you can start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hari Hari Haripo Hare Krishna. This marks the end of our first morning session. We will have an afternoon session which is starting 4:30 here in the room, and we have a cultural evening program this evening which will be light and nice. One thing which you need to do is, now those of you who wish to go to the yoga class is arranged to take place where, Banu Nandini?
In the room just across.
Okay, just we go this way. Prasadam is at 2 o'clock, so we need a little we are a little in a hurry now. Those who don't wish to go to the yoga class can chant, and I would suggest that those who don't go to yoga start already the prasadam at 2 o'clock, so that when the yogis come, there is no with their hunger, there is no traffic jam before the prasadam. I thank you very much for participating so full-heartedly in this morning session. I was really impressed by the way you entered the experience and so on. I know we start with very simple things, but the more you share and the more you go and explore, it will be much easier for you when we enter the mystical realm of the more advanced techniques. So please prepare yourself nicely. Rest enough. So during the day, you, of course, are encouraged to chanting and chant more than you usually chant. This is only for chanting. And now we are a little in a hurry, so I really want to encourage those of you who go to the yoga to go now to the yoga class. Hare Krishna. Yeah, oh.